had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's CYMBIOTIKA.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And now, part two of our two-part conversation with Los Angeles City Council President pro tempore, Marquise Harris-Dawson, where we'll be discussing digital equity in Southern California. This is the Black Information Network Daily Podcast, and I am your host, Ramses Jha. All right, let's shift gears here a bit. Let's talk about digital equity. So share a bit with us, because we mentioned this at the beginning of the episode. Talk about that a bit and why it's important.
Digital equity is, I'll tell you, it's an issue that I hadn't spent a whole lot of time thinking about or hearing about. Community organizations actually brought this to me. Community organizations that work with school-aged children, that work with families. And, you know, around the time of the pandemic, it became, it came into sharp relief. There are big differences in the way that the internet, which was, no one should forget, the internet is an invention of the government. Mm-hmm. So all of us have ownership and a right to it. Mm-hmm. That there were big differences in who gets the internet, under what terms, and how. Just to put it in terms that everybody understands, you know, most cities, most places in the U.S., we have one, maybe two internet service providers that we can choose from, right? Like, it isn't back in the old, in the beginning of the internet, you could get Earthlink or AOL, or there were like a dozen companies you could get. Right now, it's a big carrier, maybe AT&T, maybe Verizon, that you can get internet from. And I'm talking about in your house. I'm not talking about mobile.
Yeah.
And so those places have franchises. What we found in Los Angeles is people in low-income communities of color pay a higher price for slower internet than communities that are wealthier and whiter, right in the same jurisdiction, using the same company. And
that?
So this is managed by the California Public Utilities Commission. And essentially, we're asking them to look into it to make sure, one, that you can't have high speed over, you know, that it runs at 100 over here, but only 85 over here and only 55 in another neighborhood. That it, you know, it's got to run at roughly the same speed for everybody, and it's got to be the same price for everybody. Certainly, you can't charge people more. If there's a price differential, it ought to accrue in the favor of poor people, not against them.
Yes.
And so that really is what digital equity is. You know, during the pandemic, we saw kids hanging out in McDonald's or outside McDonald's because McDonald's had, you know, their drive-through was still open. Yeah, their drive-through was still open even during the pandemic. So you could sit next to, you know, McDonald's and use the Wi-Fi that way. And we're like, why is this happening? And what you found out was some neighborhoods you couldn't get high-speed internet in your house, or if you could, it was prohibitively expensive. Where again, just a few miles away in a different neighborhood with a different environment, you could get it for very, very cheap.
Sure, sure. Now, you know, something interesting. My I host a radio show as well, and my co-host for Civic Cypher, he does a lot of work in Vegas. He works with Allegiant Stadium and the Raiders and all those folks, and he works with their community outreach initiatives. And he reported back to me, this might have been a handful of months ago that there are places in Vegas where they don't have, you know, they don't have a grocery store. So they're like food deserts, and they don't have all these resources you would think would be in every neighborhood, right? Everywhere people can walk, reasonably walk, to get the resources they need to live comfortably in the United States of America. And one of the things that was missing was internet access. So I want to ask, you know, with these efforts that you have underway in Southern California, do you think that this is something that can be replicated in other cities like Vegas or elsewhere in the country?
Look, everybody's got a different governance structure on how how the internet's managed. Is it managed by your communications department or your utilities department? So everybody's got a different system. The point is, it's all knowable and it's all based on on decisions made by human beings. Mm-hmm. And you can get human beings to unmake those decisions and make them in your favor. Just need to find out who they are and what they're going to respond to. Okay. Some of them, you know, respond to information. You know, you bring it to their attention and they go, oh my gosh, I had no idea this was happening. I'm going to change it tomorrow. Other ones respond to, you know, support. You know, we really support you, but we need you to change this. You can change. Others respond to pressure and embarrassment, mm-hmm. and disruption of whatever is important to them. So, you know, if the people in Vegas decide we're going to lock arms and, you know, stand around the stadium and ain't going to be no games until you get this internet thing together.
There you go. I like that energy.
That's a way to do it as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are my kind of people. But, you know, yeah. I know not everybody's like that. But
yeah,
you know,
I always remind people there are a number of ways. There's always that one. That was fair. The fun one and the exciting one. And it looks good on social media, but that's not the only way.
Sure. No, that's more than fair. I'm learning that I am a rare breed. I probably need a little bit more self-preservation instincts because I'm one of those that'll get out there real quick, and I'm not a physically a big person, so I'm out there like Mighty Mouse, you know what I mean? So anyway, let's talk a little bit more about your recent legislative efforts that aim to amend a local ordinance focusing on preventing discrimination in consumer services.
So we put forward a motion that really asked the city to come up with a formal policy that makes it illegal for there to be price differentiation or service differentiation from neighborhood to neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we've done that. At the same time, some of our partners in the state are carrying similar legislation so that they're, you know, they can't go and hide behind the state law because we passed a local law and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And so we're doing that. And what it's going to mean is it's going to mean some infrastructure changes, because sometimes it's, you know, there might be a piece of equipment that, particularly after the pandemic where we had the supply chain issue, there might be a piece of equipment that I only have three of, but I really need five. So the question is, how do I decide where do I put the three and which two areas do I leave without it? Mm-hmm. So those types of things, this legislation is designed to put a magnifying glass on that, and then just, you know, make sure everybody's cards are on the table and that we're providing the best service we can. You know, one way to say it could be, I'm going to put the best internet, and other countries in the world do this, I'm going to put the best internet service in the communities that have the most seniors. Why? Because seniors getting access to medical care is really, really important, particularly telehealth. And also, seniors tend to be involved in the rearing of children in a way that everybody else is work. You know, we go hang out at auntie's house or grandma's house or, you know, our neighbor's house, who is a grandma. So, you know, you could easily say that's where we ought to prioritize the best, fastest, cheapest internet. Mm-hmm. Right now, what it seems like our companies do is do it to the people who can make them the richest. Mm. And that's not a good way to run a society.
Right.
The Black Information Network.
I think it's caused us really to focus on the equity and inclusion piece and not just the diversity piece.
Celebrating Black history.
Then.
The die is cast. As I said, we're not asking. We're saying this is the way it's going to be.
And now.
Making sure that, that was a first, but it won't be the only time that that's happened. We want to make sure that we can continue to do new things.
Because our story continues.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BIN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BIN.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
We are here today with Los Angeles City Council President pro tempore, Marquise Harris Dawson. You know, there's a lot of, I'm critical of capitalism, and there's a lot of factors that come into play when at the intersection of what is good for society and what is good for capitalism. And once you get to like apex, you know, peak capitalism and it becomes unfettered capitalism, then you end up with scenarios just like that, where people are pursuing profits at the expense of almost everything else. So, but that's the economic model that we've decided on. And I don't want to be overly critical. It's just, I'm critical of just about everything. So that's
Look, it works until it doesn't.
There you go. That's a great way to describe it. So, so let's do this. These are, of course, some fantastic efforts that you have going. But, you know, rarely do we get someone who is as brilliant as you are. And that coupled with the motivation and the actual effectiveness that we're seeing through your work, it's a very special moment for us here. So while we have your access to your brain power and this bandwidth, I want to ask you just a couple of more questions. You answer them however you feel is appropriate. But, you know, recently we discussed on this show, there was a Kentucky lawmaker who said that she was talking to the NAACP of all folks, and she said that her father was a white slave, right? And the implication there was that white people go through so many things that black people go through. It's not easy for anyone. Everybody has to start at the starting line and run their race, right? And she was pushing back. She was pushing back against DEI initiatives and affirmative action and these sorts of things, again, in front of the NAACP, which confused all of us around here. But I think that that reflects, I think, what a lot of white people really wish was true. And if you have certain blind spots built into your vantage point, or there's a degree of willful ignorance at play, then this could be your reality. You could indeed find yourself in front of the NAACP saying that white people and black people have it the same. I push back against this by saying that, yes, in theory, everyone does start at the starting line and run their race. But black folks, often we start behind the starting line. And one of the examples I used, I remember in that conversation, was, you know, we have to deal with the effects of, to pick a thing, redlining. Redlining shaped black neighborhoods, black wealth, taxation, et cetera, home values, et cetera. And then that filters into the schools and what type of books that we have, what type of teachers we can get, et cetera. And then, of course, that, as we know, shapes outcomes educationally. And then around here, at least, we accept that talent and intelligence is equally distributed among human beings, races and cultures and countries. Opportunity is not. And so while we're here again, I want you to discuss maybe some other critical issues that you feel are affecting black families and communities across the country, that you feel we should be paying attention to moving forward, not just attacks on affirmative action or DEI, or even if you support the removal of them. And far be it for me to state another man's brief, but I do recognize that there's a lot of conversations where either people are speaking out of both sides of their mouth, or people are not listening to the other side. And again, with a mind as brilliant as yours, I'd love to hear your thoughts on some of the things we should be paying attention to.
Well, you know, I think, look, when I hear a white person do that kind of thing where they try to equalize the circumstance, mm-hmm. The best interpretation, the kindest interpretation, the most useful interpretation of what they're doing is that they are, this country is so hegemonically capitalist, people mm-hmm. don't even understand what class unity means. Mm. So basically when I hear a white person say something like that, what I hear her saying is, well, I was broke too and no one helped me. That's what I hear her saying.
If it was
and
only
it looks
that
like
simple
you guys are us. Getting help just because you're black. And I feel like we should get help too. And guess what? I agree. All broke people should get help.
Sure.
Because nobody
That's what
should
MLK
be broke
said.
In this country. This country yeah. is the wealthiest country in the world. No one should be broke, you know, having these piss poor schools and mm-hmm. you know, can't get around and can't get food and can't get medical care. I mean, and housing, it's absolute nonsense. And no one, whether they're black, they're white, they're Latin American, Asian, no one should have that situation in this country. But if you want to have class unity, you got to drop your racism. Mm, that's the problem. Yeah. And what people want to do is they want to argue for class unity when people are calling on them to drop their racism. And you can't do both. You can't get class unity if you insist on being racist or protecting racism or protecting white supremacy. And that's the struggle I think a lot of white people have, particularly in the South, you know, where there's a greater incidence of, you know, white people tend not to be middle class. They tend to be not much better off than black people.
Black people, yeah.
You can't ever get class unity because they insist on racism. We had a measure here where it was going to basically provide medical care to everybody below a certain income. Mm-hmm. And the measure lost, and it lost because white people, mostly white voters, but some other voters, I will say, this is not something that only white people do, but mostly white voters who would have qualified for the insurance voted against it because they didn't want the illegals to get it. So their racism deprived them of medical care. And they did it to themselves. Like, nobody did it to them. They did it to themselves. They went to the polls and voted that way.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's what we have to pay attention to. And I also think in the Black community, you know, with all of our organizations that struggle for justice, I do think that we need to take a harder look at class within our own community, which I don't think that we do. We a lot of times you'll see us pursue solutions to problems that affect the those of us who are in the best condition. Right. I mean, and this is one of the things I would say about the DEI fight, which is not something we brought up. That's something companies brought up to protect themselves. But I'll just say DEI only affects you if you work in that company. The vast majority of our people don't work in corporations. DEI will never make a dime's bit of difference to them.
Yeah.
The vast majority. And so the question is, what is affecting most of our community? Traffic stops is one of those things that I'd argue is. Traffic stop happens to you if you work in a corporation and you
Rich, poor.
If you're in your own welfare, you live in the projects, you know, it certainly affects you more if you're poor.
Yeah, that's fair.
It gets everybody who's Black.
Yeah.
And so that unifies the Black community across class lines. And so I think that's what I would offer to that discussion.
Sure. Well, I'd imagine that you're just getting started with a lot of things. So before I let you go, I feel compelled to ask, what is next for you? If you're able to share anything in the future,
you know,
that you're planning, a book, a tour.
I have an election in a couple of weeks. I have an election in a few weeks. I want to make sure we win that decisively.
All right.
And then, you know, then we'll get on to other ventures. But, you know, I'm a big fan of keeping the main thing the main thing.
OK, I'm not mad at that. That works for me. So let's do this then. Before we let you go, let the people know how they can tap in with you, how they can support you, socials, website, donate, all of that.
So you can get me on socials, MHDCD8. That's MHD, like my name, Marquise Harris Dawson, CD Council District 8. So MHDCD8 on all the socials. I also have a campaign Instagram account. It's MHD.LA2024. And on there, we'll have, you know, you'll be able to donate. You can volunteer. You can sign up. And do a host of other things. But, you know, again, we got an election coming up, and then we got just every day doing the people's work. We need as much help as we can get.
Got you. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to come on to the show. We're going to do our best to support you. And when you win decisively, please come back on your victory lap. And, you know, let's build here, man. I think that you're doing some amazing things. And I know that our listeners would love to stay informed and stay in the loop, and of course, support all that you have going on. Once again, our guest is Los Angeles City Council President pro tempore, Marquise Harris Dawson.
Thank you.
This has been a production of the Black Information Network. Today's show was produced by Chris Thompson. Have some thoughts you'd like to share? Use the red microphone talkback feature on the iHeartRadio app. While you're there, be sure to hit subscribe and download all of our episodes. I am your host, Ramses Ja, on all social media. And join us tomorrow as we share our news with our voice from our perspective, right here on the Black Information Network Daily Podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford. a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.